I am here with writer Renee Collins, who writes a couple of series. So Renee, will you just start off by telling us a little about yourself?
Okay. I'm a writer of young adult fiction. My first novel, Relic, came out in 2013. It's a young adult novel, fantasy novel set in a kind of magical version of the Old West. And I have a novel coming out in November 3rd, called Until We Meet Again. And it's a time travel-ish love story. But.
So you mentioned Relic, which we reviewed, which is an alternate history taking place in an Old West where basically the remains of magical creatures give people power. So how did that come about?
So that was one of the first ideas I had, actually. It was not the very, very first novel I ever wanted to write. Relic is my fifth completed novel that I've written. But the very first novel, I had this idea of, I pictured these like dwarves mining in a mountain. And in my mind, it seemed more appropriate that they were mining for like dragon bones rather than gold. And that kind of started the idea. And that book ended up not working out. But when I had the idea to do kind of a magical Western, I was like, oh, what's the magic system going to be? And it just popped into my head to do that for the very first book.
Nice. How many books will that go?
Relic. There's going to be a sequel. My publisher wants it at some point. My agent kind of suggested we go in a different direction for a while. So that's why we have Until We Meet Again. But I fully intend, I have the sequel all mapped out and the title and everything. And it's going to come out at some point.
So we mentioned it's an alternate history. So I imagine you did quite a bit of historical research for it. Can you tell us how you went about that?
Sure. Growing up, I visited, my dad's a historian. And so we visited on family vacations. Instead of going to like amusement parks, we went to old historic forts and things like that. And so I have always kind of been immersed in history. I was a history major, but I definitely read a lot. The thing I wanted to be most careful with was my portrayal of the Apache Indians, even though it's in my book, it's an alternate universe. So everything's a little different. No one culture has to be perfectly historically accurate because it is a different history. But I did want to be sensitive to other cultures. And so especially with like the Apaches and the, the Spanish Creole, I wanted to have a really sensitive and accurate portrayal of those. So I read a lot of books, basically.
And you use the remains of dragons, vampires, sirens, and a couple of other creatures. So I would guess you would also do research into a bunch of mythologies. Is that right?
Oh, yes. I definitely had to. It was pretty fun, actually, to think of like different types of relics. And, you research the creature to see what kind of magic would their fossils bring about. And so that was fun. Sometimes it was challenging, but I definitely researched a lot of fantasy creatures and creatures from legend and myth and like what they're known for, what their magical power. And then I kind of had to think about how that would translate over. But
was there any creature that you discovered in your research that you didn't know about before that ended up in Relic or that you plan to put into sequel?
That is a good one. Let me think. It's been a while. Nothing's popping. There was definitely a lot of creatures that I learned more about that I didn't even, like I'd heard of, like banshees, for example. I knew that word. I knew that they were kind of related to like Irelandish, but I didn't know what they even were. So researching them was very interesting. And there are actually a few creatures that I'm like, I'm saving that for the sequel, but I can't spoil that.
Well, fair enough. So you have your new book, Until We Meet Again, coming out soon. Can you give us a little bit more details about that one?
Sure. So that one's a love story. I kind of wanted to write, I have a soft spot for impossible love stories. And so I wanted to think like what would make a love impossible? And obviously, one thing you need for a successful romance is proximity. And so I kind of thought, you know, envision these people in a different time. Plus, I think I've always had a crush on that, like, Jay Gatsby and the F. Scott Fitzgerald. And so, you know, in my pure wish fulfillment mind, I'm like, wouldn't it be cool if you could meet someone from that time? And so in the main character, she's a modern girl, Cassandra, and she's living in a kind of a seaside mansion in a upper crust Massachusetts beach town. And she meets a mysterious guy on the beach, and it turns out he's living in the same house in the 1920s. And they can only see each other and interact on that beach. And if they try to move beyond, they just go back into their own time. And then they discover some things, and it's, it kind of becomes a race against the clock. And so, yeah.
That sounds interesting. As someone who broke in just a few years ago, you might have a different perspective on it. So can you tell us how you went about selling Relic?
So it was definitely a long process for me. Like I said earlier, Relic was my fifth completed novel. It wasn't the first book I ever wrote. So I had, I have plenty of rejections to my name. I queried agents. Like, I always kind of knew I wanted to do traditional publishing just because I don't have, I don't have the guts, I guess, for self-publishing. I want people to kind of, a team there to help me out. So I tried to get an agent, and probably two different books, tried to get an agent, and with mixed success, you know, never had an offer. And then finally I got an offer from an agent on one book, but that didn't work out. So, and then I was writing Relic, and then I got another agent. So there's a lot of ups and downs, a lot of rejections, but, you know, ultimately it was a goal that I felt like was worth fighting for. And so even though I wanted to give up many times, I was like, all right, let's just keep going. Let's keep trying. One more time. I'm an eternal optimist, I guess. So.
Well, we're glad you didn't give up, because I really enjoyed Relic. What has been the most surprising part about this whole process and breaking in and getting to that level?
That's a good question. I think it's been surprising that the ups and downs don't stop once you get published. You know, I sort of always envisioned this kind of like, well, once you make it, then you're just, everything's great and you're so happy. And, you know, but it's definitely like this whole process, being a writer, trying to get published, it kind of is what you make it. And, you know, I know authors who are traditionally published with the big five, and they're unsatisfied. And so it's, you know, if you're looking for outside sources to give you success and happiness, it'll be a harder road, because, you know, no matter what, not everyone is going to like your book. And, I mean, think of your favorite book, look on Amazon, and I guarantee you there are 1-star reviews for that book. So it'll be the same for your own book when you are published, and you just can't let that get you down. But it definitely did surprise me I had to readjust in my mind, like, how to adapt.
So in doing research for this interview, I came across that you do quite a bit of bike riding. Is that right?
Yes. Mountain biking, road biking. I love it.
So have you done like a triathlon or any of the the longer races? I heard a couple 100-mile ones. Have you done those?
No. My friends do. And I'm like, one day I'm going to be crazy enough. I've done some like 5Ks, and I was training for a triathlon this summer in the town where I live, and they canceled it, which is really frustrating. That's my ultimate goal, is to do a triathlon, because I love swimming too. And I've gone on longer rides, but I've done like 40 miles. That's about as good as I can do. But like I said, one of these days, I have a lot of friends who are really go-getters about biking stuff. And so one day, maybe, when I'm crazy enough.
So what do you do when you're not writing or riding?
That's a good question. Well, I have 3 kids, and so they take up a lot of my time in a good way. And I like to cook. I love to read. Obviously, I'm always reading something. I'm very social, so I love to get together with friends and go out to eat or play games and just kind of, yeah, I'm a people person. I like to be around people. So that sounds cheesy, but socialize, party, not party, but you know what I mean.
Okay. Do you have any struggle in finding the balance between writing and the rest of your life?
Definitely. It's definitely hard, you know, because as a mother, I feel like there's this natural impulse to want to give everything to them. But, you know, I'm still an individual, and I think it's a good thing for them to see that I have goals that I'm working towards. And, but, you know, at the end of the day, you do kind of think, what's the most important thing? So I would say for me, writing usually comes, almost always comes second, unless I'm like up against a deadline and I'm like, I love you, but I have to finish this. So here's a movie. But for the most part, it's, my family comes first and writing comes second, which maybe my publisher wouldn't be happy to hear, but that's the way it is.
So what are you working on right now?
Right now, I'm working on my publisher source books for Until We Meet Again. Wants a follow-up, not a follow-up, but they want another novel from me. And so I'm working on a proposal. I've actually finished and sent to my agent a proposal for another novel. And if they like that, then I'll start writing that. And if not, then I need to start working on a new proposal, which is a very daunting thought. But I just am going to be positive and assume they'll want the one I sent them. But we'll see. Fingers crossed.
All right. Well, that is all I had for you, Renee. So I just want to thank you for taking the time to do this interview.
Thank you very much. Thanks. It was fun.